a river runs through today's GeoQuiz. The Central American River on our radar today has been a busy waterway for the past five centuries. Columbus was the first European to spot it during his fourth voyage in 1502. Other explorers and pirates followed. So, can you name this river that traverses part of the Isthmus of Panama? Well, there's no time like the present to solve a GeoQuiz, so we're going to the world's David LaValle for the answer.
The river in question is the Chagres River, or the Rio Chagres, in central Panama. Its strategic location and role in history have long fascinated underwater archaeologist James Delgado.
Panama is only 48 miles wide, making it the narrowest spot in the Americas. And with that river taking you nearly two-thirds of the way across, the Chagres really was the original Panama Canal, connecting people by boats to the Camino Real, which would then take them down to the Pacific and to Panama City.
Today, the Chagres is linked to the Panama Canal. Now, rewind back to 1671. Captain Henry Morgan, a swashbuckling privateer, a.k.a. pirate, was in the hood. Morgan was commissioned by England to secure trade routes to the New World. But on this occasion, he was on his way to burn and plunder the Spanish-controlled Panama City. So Morgan sent an advance team, three shiploads of pirates, to storm a Spanish fort at the entrance to the Chagres River. They captured the Castillo de San Lorenzo. Captain Morgan then arrives on the scene aboard his flagship, the Satisfaction. Underwater archaeologist James Delgado picks up the story.
The Castillo has fallen. Its defenders have either surrendered or lie dead. Many of the men of Morgan's force are there, some bandaged. Morgan, seeing his men on the ramparts, is sailing in without realizing that he's headed straight for Lajas Reef. And one after the other, his ships ground, tearing into the rock, the ships being caught by the waves, swept over, and then crushed, sinking.
Four, maybe five ships are lost. The actual shipwrecks have never been found. But 350 years later, Delgado is leading an underwater research team that includes Panamanians, and they just recovered something they believe was aboard the Satisfaction. Six very rusty and corroded iron cannons lying in shallow water.
The moment when I spotted the cannons kind of takes your breath away.
Fritz Hanselman is a diver and archaeologist on the team that recovered the guns. They vary in size from 2 to 6 feet, two ship-mounted cannons and four swivel guns that closely match 17th-century cannons. Hanselman believes these old and rusty guns are linked to the real pirates of the Caribbean.
To me, it's not just a rusty old cannon. I mean, what you're looking at is a gun that was on the ship of a famed, notorious privateer to the English, pirate to the Spanish. And so being able to interact with these artifacts really connects us to what was going on in 1671.
Delgado says the 17th century pirates used their weapons much the same way as their modern counterparts wield machine guns. The six recovered cannons will stay in Panama at the Museum of the Patronato Panama Viejo, where they will be restored. Meanwhile, Hanselman says there is much more to investigate at the bottom of the Chagres River.
Searching for the lost ships of Henry Morgan is just one phase of the overall study of the maritime landscape of the river and the river mouth. And we are definitely keeping our eyes out for other artifacts.
Who knows what will turn up next? The researchers report seeing pieces of 17th century porcelain strewn about the riverbed, as well as broken bottles of booze. The bottles were left behind by Yankee prospectors who came this way in the 1800s en route to the California Gold Rush. But that's another chapter in the history of the Chagres River. For The World, I'm David LaValle.